It's been at OneFest, but the fun isn't over yet. It's time for the OneFest on-air after party. Games, giveaways, and your chance to win tickets to next year's OneFest. The OneFest on-air after party with Mark and Dawson Halverson on your hometown OneFest station, WWIB.
That's right, folks. We are back.
And great reaction to last night's on-air after party. Now it's OneFest Day 2, and even as we speak, I'm completely confident Big Daddy Weave is on the main stage.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're going to be going a little bit later. That's totally fine. We'll be here to catch the folks as the performance winds down. And hey, if you're tuned in, we're happy to have you as well.
We've got some news to make because another announcement has been made. But let me just back up and say we gave away a pair of tickets last night. We're going to hear that. I've got that audio. It's cut 6. We're going to get to that here shortly.
Yes.
Because if you that was close to midnight and a lot of excitement over our winner who is from Minnesota. Yeah. That shows how the broad spectrum.
Absolutely.
People
expanding
coming.
Bigger venues for OneFest. Yep. And we're happy to start doing this, the OneFest on-air after party, as it's still up and coming.
We're going to also hear from the winner last night, in case you missed it, Vicky, traveling back to the Chippewa Valley, where she's from, traveling back from, right, Alabama.
Yeah. No, that longest travel prize knocked right out of the park from Vicky there.
And so more great prizes throughout tonight. Thank you for all the positive feedback on last night's night one of the OneFest on-air after party. This is night two, and it is interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson, all right, we have another pair of tickets for OneFest next year, but it occurred to me last night we were singularly focused on people who were at OneFest because the way you qualified was calling 715-396-1670 or going to wib.com/afterparty, getting that bonus entry, mm-hmm. and telling us the voicemail or the text last night was supposed to be, you know, what was your highlight? How do you qualify tonight to win a pair of OneFest tickets?
You can still reach out and let us know what your highlight of OneFest has been thus far. But if you didn't have the opportunity to go to OneFest this year for one reason or another and you are tuned in tonight, you can still get in that drawing by letting us know the reasons why you'd love to make it to OneFest with those tickets.
So I want to use love as the common bond, right? So here's the thing. What did you love about OneFest if you were there or if you're there right now? What did you love about it? And then if you didn't go, why would you love to go?
Yeah.
7-1, and it's all voicemails. Texts won't do tonight.
All right, voicemails only. We want to hear it in your voice. And one of the things we heard, we had so much outreach. We were just trying to keep up with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were a few times we could have said the numbers to reach out with that we didn't. You can always find those numbers if you didn't quite catch us saying them at wwib.com/afterparty. But a reminder to call us at the studio, that's 715-723-2555. That's going to work for trivia and things. And to leave us voicemails, get your name into the drawing for the OneFest 2026 tickets. That is 715-396-1670 for our web listener line. Also at wwib.com/afterparty, you can get your name into a bonus submission for those OneFest tickets as well.
We are so grateful to all of our sponsors making the OneFest on our after party possible on WWIB. And starting with Stockman's. Stockman's of Osseo sponsoring the giveaway of the 2 OneFest tickets for next year, which in a moment we're going to have some information for you on that. But let me just say something about Stockman's. Get more for your dollar when you shop Stockman's of Osseo. From automotive to apparel, toys to tools, hunting, fishing, and farm supplies, plus groceries and fresh produce. Find everything you're looking for at Stockman's, I-94, Highway 10 in Osseo. And I love the fact that our winner last night of the tickets is a big Stockman's fan.
Yeah, no, that was so perfect.
Yeah.
Getting her on the air, and we didn't check ahead of time. We just asked if she wanted to talk.
I know.
And did you have that revealed?
And so we'll hear her later, but we better make the news because there was an announcement last night that Ben Fuller was one of the artists coming to OneFest next year. It's July 31st to August 2nd, Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds in Kadot. The announcement came tonight, not quite at 6:50, a little later. It was after Torrin Wells, and here is how it was presented at OneFest. Thanks to our generous sponsor.
No, this should be 821.
2-1, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
And this is how it sounded.
Everyone's sharing one common thing, which is Jesus. No matter where you're at in your spiritual walk, you always get encouraged. So that's what we love most about OneFest. Worshiping Jesus is awesome. The organ part is amazing. We're a church. We're a body. We're all supposed to be together. So this is right here is basically a glimpse of heaven.
Are you ready?
2026.
They're going to be here next year, and we are stoked. But my first thought when I heard the announcement was to turn to our submissions from yesterday and see who called it.
Mm-hmm.
Going through so many guesses from you great listeners. You guys guessed everybody under the sun who could fill that role.
Yeah.
And we have a winner.
We do. And it is at 10-11 last night, Nick Jacuz from La Crosse, actually, had said that he thought For King and Country, that was his guess, and he was the first one to say that.
Mm.
And so congratulations to Nick. He wins the Ohana Pizza. That was that was what was on the line. And again, Ohana Pizza, one free wood-fired pizza sponsored by Economy Furniture. And again, Nick, that's going to be available for him, not just limited to One Fest, but beyond that. Now, he does live in La Crosse, so he'll have to figure that out.
For all the prizes that we're giving out today, other than the OneFest 2026 tickets, you can pick those up at the WIB booth tomorrow as OneFest winds to a close.
But obviously, yeah, and those two full event OneFest tickets sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo, I mean, that's going to be at a later time, so don't worry about that. We've already got a voicemail. Let's go check and see what a listener has to say as he wants to get in and a chance to win those OneFest tickets. Calling 715-396-1670. You can get a bonus entry as well at wib.com/afterparty.
This is Justin from Marathon City, Wisconsin. I would love to come to OneFest next year because it's a great time, and my college roommate lives out there, and we love just reconnecting, getting our families together. So it would be awesome.
Well, Justin, you just got yourself into the drawing for those tickets, so here's to you, hoping you can come away with the tickets to OneFest 2026. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Now, again, my sense is Justin is not at OneFest right now. I didn't hear Big Daddy Weave in the background. So here's the deal. A little friendly competition tonight on the OneFest on-air after party. Are we going to have more people who weren't at OneFest trying to win the tickets for next year than people who were actually there? The people not there getting the head start because the other folks, right, they got to get done with the concert, got to get to their car, and then Dawson, they're going to have a traffic jam. I mean, they just are.
I've heard this plenty of times.
I felt fortunate to get out of there right after Torrin Wells. There were only a couple of us trickling out, but there are going to be a lot of cars. I mean, if you're camping, obviously those folks staying.
Right.
But many others. And so we're so glad you're going to be tuned to us, the OneFest on-air after party.
Exactly. It's almost with that traffic night, too, that I think inspired this idea. Caleb talked about pulling out and just tuning in and being like, there should be some sort of special programming to keep people company as they sort of inch their way off the event grounds.
Necessity, my son, is the mother of invention. Didn't your father tell you that?
Well, he did now if he didn't tell me previously.
Wow, I hope he told you earlier. All right, let's get some reaction to the last night's party. Betsy in Evening, she knows her radio. She does a five-hour gig following you weeknights, and she tells me that, you know, it's hard to follow you.
Sort of my on-air neighbor on the drive.
Yes, exactly. You guys are neighbors. And so she gave me her take on last night's program. You caught some of the after party last night?
I did. Actually, as I was leaving the grounds, you know, there's a crowd of people walking. So I had on the streaming, WWIB.com, click on live, and all of us that were walking out, not even just in our cars yet, were listening. So it was pretty cool.
We took you with us all the way home.
Absolutely. And even when I got home, of course, kept it right going. You guys had so much fun. It sounds like a great response. People were having a lot of fun calling in and texting, and yeah, really fun. The games and trivia and the woo. That was fun. The Jordan Feliz woo.
Ah, that Jordan Feliz, he can do the woo better than anybody.
Well, here's the thing. He can do it, and he inspired the listeners to do it as well.
I know.
I mentioned it yesterday plenty, but the response we got from you guys for that contest in particular was substantial.
I had people commenting. They were like, wow, Dawson, several people commenting on you counting up all the entries for that.
It blew me away. You guys just reached out, and the engagement was like nothing I've ever gotten to experience, and it was just so exciting, the adrenaline there. Mm. It was so, so great to see all of you guys reach out and give away so many great prizes.
It's all about voicemails, giving yourself a chance to win that pair of tickets for OneFest next year, and We've got a listener. She's regular on Tuesday Trivia there in Linda in Chippewa Falls. Let's see what she has to say in her bid to try to win OneFest tickets. Again, it's going to be a random drawing.
Hi, this is Linda Churchwell from Chippewa Falls, and I would love to go to OneFest next year. I would, if there was more than one ticket, I would definitely take one of my friends. I just love being there. I was there like about 3 years ago when it was still in Chippewa, and my son and his wife bought me a ticket, and it's just wonderful. It's experiencing God's love and just worship with all kinds of people that are there for the same reason, just to, you know, reach heaven and hear God's people singing together, and it's just a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda, and we wish you, yep, again, you got a shot. You're number two here. And also, we've got a friend, it looks like, in the Mondovi area, Dawson, checking in with 608 area code.
Got them.
Calling
715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Mary Knudsen from Mondovi. And we have been watching everybody this weekend. It's been wonderful. Joseph Habedank is new, up and coming. Wow, he was great. Can't wait to see King for King and Country next year. We will be getting our tickets very soon, but would love to win them because we'd like to bring some friends with us. So, if you'd like to bless us with it, it would be wonderful. Thank you. Bye. All right.
There you go, Mary. You're batting three in the batting order. So that's how you do it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. How? Since a couple of people mentioned, we'll make it clear. This is for a pair of OneFest tickets,
right.
2026. So you will be able to bring one pal along with you.
Right. And so it sounds like they'd be planning to buy any. We need to take our first break, and then there's weather and a lot of fun along the way. Pair of tickets for OneFest next year on the line, and love to get your reaction. How do you like For King and Country as one of the headliners for next year? WWIB, your chance to win those tickets. Weigh in. What did you love about OneFest? Or if you didn't go, why would you love to go? 715-396-1670. Bonus entries, wib.com/afterparty.
Talking health insurance with Allie Rudd Financial Services.
Just helped somebody yesterday. They were in a big jam. They lost all their insurance, and there's just a lot of phone calls that need to get done to get it put back in place retroactively, and taking the time is what we do. It's a lot of government agencies, so you got to sit down and you got to reach out for people. And if you call just a phone number on TV, you're going to have a really hard time if you get into a problem like that.
Call Allie Rudd Financial Services at 715-926-6003. Come experience the lush scenery at Hickory Hills Golf Course. Just south on Highway 93, rolling hills, fountains, and beautifully landscaped holes. Enter, start your day perfectly. Hold your company event, picnic, or say I do forever at Hickory Hills Golf Course.
WWIB, it is the OneFest On Air After Party. Great to have you with us here tonight. All of us at WWIB Radio appreciate each of you, our listeners. We also appreciate the businesses that support the radio ministry, and one of those is Badger Steel in Rice Lake, where Stu and the crew know the importance of offering hope to those around us. For your steel or trailer part needs, see Badger Steel in Rice Lake.
Muldoon's Menswear is having a sports shirt and sport coat sale, with savings of 20 to 70% off. That's right, at Muldoon's Menswear, all sport shirts and sport coats are 20 to 70% off. Save up to 70% on sport coats, long sleeve and short sleeve sports shirts, button down and polo style sports shirts. Sizes small to 6X tall, and all 20 to 70% off right now. During the sports shirt and sport coat sale, only at Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
From automotive to apparel, toys to tools, hunting, fishing, and farm supplies, you'll always get more for your dollar when you shop Stockman's of Osseo. Stockman's has sporting goods, hardware, footwear, pet supplies, and a huge selection of groceries. You'll love their fresh produce, too. Weekly ads on the Stockman's of Osseo Facebook page. Locally owned and honored to serve their community. Stockman's of Osseo. Come see the savings for yourself. Find Stockman's at I-94 and Highway 10 in Osseo.
This is the OneFest On Air After Party on the hometown station of OneFest, WWIB.
And again, congratulations to Nick in La Crosse. He won himself an Ohana Pizza, free wood-fired pizza sponsored by Economy Furniture. He was the first one to guess For King & Country as the headliner that was announced tonight for next year, teaming with Ben Fuller. You have a chance to win a pair of OneFest tickets, but you got to leave us a text. If you've been at OneFest, what did you love about it? 715-396-1670. And if you were not there and you'd love to go, boy, it'd be great to send somebody who'd never been ever.
Yeah.
715-396-1670. Why would you love to go? And again, we've got three entries so far. That'll be right before midnight. But also, Claire Homan, she's a past news anchor here at WWIB. She's probably joined me as a color analyst on basketball, played some college hoops at UWEC, and caught up with her as she was arriving at OneFest today. So you're here for day two of OneFest. You love it.
I love it. We've been coming every single year since it started, and love the different artists and being able to see different groups each year.
Who are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
Katie Nicole. Haven't seen her, and I love her music, so I'm really psyched for her. Love Torn Wells. Love Big Daddy Weave. So just another great night of worship.
There you go, Claire Homan. Thank you. And also caught up with one of my former college roommates, Randy Niemeyer, here working in St. Paul and living in Burnsville.
I remember you being at OneFest in days gone by, so nice to make a return visit, huh?
Yes, it's been 6 years, so glad to be back. It was a different location before, but this is a beautiful location.
Yeah. Who are you liking musically?
Oh, Katie Nicole, and we were not here yesterday, so I can't comment on yesterday, but yeah, everything we heard so far is good.
And his wife, Mary, noting the weather, which was just fantastic.
How are you liking the festival?
Festival's great. Uh-huh. Yep. It's a beautiful weekend. I'm so glad it's not 90 and 90% humidity.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
If OneFest could bottle this weather and just kind of uncork that bottle every year and have weather like this, oh, what a dream. Can't quite do that.
We just got to appreciate the days that we're getting here.
Speaking of the weather, we better do it, Dawson.
A perfect segue you have there. You are absolutely correct. The forecast coming your way next, brought to you by Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee has an incredible food court with daily meal deals. Don't forget the incredible bakery, Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
Hungry? Stop by the food court at Hy-Vee for daily meal deals. Every Monday, enjoy a smoked chicken leg quarter served with hot honey, buttered corn on the cob, and cornbread for just $8. Thursday is steak night with chef's choice steak, garlic mashed potatoes, and buttered sweet corn for only $12. Delicious ribs are available all weekend long, and Hy-Vee catering will wow your guests at any event. Something special every day of the week. The food court at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Well, that food sounded good. I think I'm hungry here at 10:16 at night. 62 with fair with haze is the temperature being reported at the airport in Eau Claire. Your OneFest forecast: areas of smoke, mostly clear though. Lows around 55. Smoke wasn't as bad today. Mm. And then tomorrow, areas of smoke before 11. Otherwise, sunny and 81. More smoke overnight on Sunday with a low of 60. And Monday, partly sunny and 81 in the Chippewa Valley.
Forecast brought to you by Eau Claire Hy-Vee. You'll find the highest quality in the Hy-Vee meat department, where only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet their standards. Follow the Eau Claire Hy-Vee Facebook page for surprise sales and deals. Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
From hardware to sporting goods, quality clothing and footwear to pet supplies, plus a huge selection of groceries, Stockman's of Osseo has exactly what you're looking for all in one place. You'll love their fresh produce, too. Stockman's, I-94 and Highway 10 in Osseo.
One of our great sponsors, our biggest sponsor, helping make this OneFest on-air after-party happen.
All right, chance to win a pair of OneFest tickets for next year.
Yeah, you go for it.
Well, it's going to be Ben Fuller and Four King and Country, but Dawson, how can they do it?
Absolutely. So, you can call into the listener line. That's 715-396-1670. If you didn't follow me saying that, WWIB.com/afterparty has all the contact info you'll need. And you can also make a bonus submission if you scroll all the way down on that page to get in for another shot to win those tickets.
Uh-huh. And next up, I think we do have a longtime faithful listener to WWIB who's going to give it a shot here.
Yes, we do.
This is Vicki the Volunteer. This was our first OneFest. Just totally overwhelmed with all the acts and how moving it all was. And very much enjoyed it. would very much like to go next year. The idea of seeing For King and Country in person is amazing. So obviously it'd be really nice to be able to win tickets so that we could get there and see them. I that would be beyond amazing. So we will pray for that. Pray for winning tickets. But yes, we appreciate everybody that puts this on because it was beyond what we were imagining. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Vicki. She and her husband, Mark, they'd love to win a pair of tickets. We got four entries so far, two who've been at One Fest and two who weren't this year. Again, it's eligible for everybody. If you were there, tell us what you loved about it. 715-396-1670. Or if you would love to go, same number, leave your voicemail. Got to be a voicemail tonight.
They mentioned For King and Country, that bombshell announcement from tonight. And I think that brings us to another contest I'd like to kick off if you're ready for it.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, all right. So here's what I was thinking. For King and Country, coming to OneFest 2026, this pair of brothers. There was a movie about their story that came out. Was that just last year or was that this year?
Yeah, that was in the last couple of years.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Not this year, last year.
Yeah. Really interesting film. They're breaking down their story. This pair of brothers, and that got me thinking.
Joel and Luke Smallbone.
Joel and Luke Smallbone. Unique last name they got there. I was thinking, in honor of that huge announcement, what folks could do to get in for another one of these prizes. And I'm thinking they could call in and list an iconic duo, a pair that just fit very well together. I was going to list some options, but I want the people to be the ones to list it. What I will list is you and I, you know, we sort of call ourselves a dynamic duo of sorts when we go on the air together, Halvo and Halvo, usually on the morning show, but tonight in my territory here.
I suggested to you, even before yesterday's show, Batman and Batman, you said, you know, Robin's cool.
Listen, I think Robin gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
I think Robin's great.
There's different Robins.
There's many different
we
Robins.
We could spend the rest, the final 100 minutes on that.
I could talk about Robins for 2 hours. I know I could.
Your sister could.
That's true.
All right, so people are calling in
people
response to your
are
question.
Calling. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think I want them to text it or call it in because I want to do a drawing on this.
Okay.
So the text line is 715-396-1670. Call into the voicemail there or text it into that one.
A dynamic duo.
Text in a dynamic duo and you'll get your name into a drawing. I haven't even said the prize yet. It's an Ohana Pizza Company coupon for a free wood-fired pizza sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspections.
Wow.
LLC. So get your name into a drawing for that pizza. Call or text into 715-396-1670.
Folks, I got to just tell you, look, peek behind the scenes, Dawson just pulled an Aaron Rodgers. He just went ahead and said, you know, we planned the show, but he just called that play, I guess, on his own at the line of scrimmage. And so we're going to try to run with it. Dynamic duos, how long between now and when?
We'll go between now and the top of the hour.
That long?
You think that's too long?
I think it's too long.
All right, we'll go till 45.
That's better.
All right. Adjusted. Hey, we worked it out. We found a good. You have till 10:45 to call or text in with your dynamic duo, 715-396-1670. I'm saying a little too fast for you.
You're in charge of gathering that information then?
I can do that, yes.
Okay, very good.
If that's a little too quick, wwib.com/afterparty gives you all the contact info that you need.
Hey, folks, again, I heard We the Kingdom last night. Wow, we have all of a sudden just been loaded, deluged.
Well, you know what I think?
Yeah?
I think Big Daddy, we've wrapped up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think so. All right, we got to continue to again tonight. It's all about text messages. So here I see a 414, a very short message there. We're gonna play.
Hi, this is Ryan and Robin. We'd love to win tickets for next year's OneFest.
We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Ryan and Robin. Okay. That's kind of a dynamic duo right there.
Honestly, yeah, those names they fit together nicely. Well, Ryan and Robin, you just got your names into the drawing for those OneFest 2026 tickets.
And it sounds like they've been at OneFest, and they'd like to win those for next year because, again, a lot of people traveled to come for OneFest this year, so thanks to them for that, they're eligible.
Absolutely.
And well, we're being deluged now. Again, we had contest number two. We were largely just floating down the. Now, all of a sudden, we've hit the whitewater rapids.
Right. We sort of eased into it tonight, and then.
I like it. Shelley in Eau Claire, who was one of our favorite listeners last night because of the kind words she said. You see what she said? She said, can you play hers?
Think I can.
Yeah, play hers.
One duo that fit together perfectly is Woody and Buzz from Toy Story. This is Nathan Esparza.
Okay, I think maybe Nathan was using mom's phone,
yeah,
but Woody and Buzz love that duo.
Absolutely. Well, Nathan, you're our first entrant onto the list for that Ohana Pizza Company wood-fired pizza coupon sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC.
Doss, I think basically we could just continue to work through because we're very voicemail-oriented. Now, for the Dynamic Duo Contest, it can be a voicemail or a text, you're saying, or they can call and you put them on the air. And so we're seeing a lot of entries for people hungry for Ohana Pizza. And again, remember that now, sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, you don't necessarily have to get it at One Fest, but as they're going to be available, Ohana Pizza winners from tonight, they can pick. They'll be able to pick these up at the station, and they'll be good for the rest of the Ohana season at all public events.
I got another answer on the text line, and this is a dynamic duo I grew up with, and it's not Batman and Robin.
Okay.
Vicky texted in and said, M&M's in the morning.
Yes.
That one hits me.
Thank you.
And I'm sure it hits you as well. I got to say, one of my highlights.
I saw my old partner up on the stage today,
yeah,
one of the MCs.
He's
one of the MCs, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's so great. He's such a big personality. He's so fun. One of my highlights working at the station all these years.
Yeah.
He came in. I don't even remember the context of the morning. Maybe it was shooting hoops.
I think it was. March. It was, yeah.
He came in and I got to do a show with both of you. And I grew up listening to both of you guys on the radio. Uh-huh. And the dynamic you guys just picked up right where you left off. And it was just so cool to be on the air with you guys, to rip with you. It just felt so special. And I left that studio with a smile on my face.
That's cool.
So M&M's in the morning.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Thank you, Vicky, for remembering. Yeah. I like this one, too. Listener says, Sonny and Cher. Oh, yeah. You got me, babe, right there.
Okay. Working through
you
these
created work
here.
For yourself by doing that dynamic duo contest.
There's
a second Sonny and Cher, Lauren and Oliva.
Hey,
going Sonny and Cher on us.
That speaks to the iconography of the duo. Great minds think alike, so I'm told.
All right, well, let's see. We got another entry here. I'm looking at, I don't know if you're looking at 507, but we could play that one in terms of looking towards why they'd like to win One Fest tickets for next year. It looks like Kristen.
Hi, just leaving One Fest for the night. This is Kristen Risser with my son, Tyler. This will be our fourth year of our tradition of always going together and just so blessed to spend this time together and get to meet new people, make new relationships, and then especially great to interact with all the wonderful nonprofits and the work they do in the community and just to help people get closer and have a relationship with Jesus.
And we just love to see King and Country in person next year and just see how they're changing lives.
Thank you. Cheers to 2026.
That was a great, thank you, Kristen and Tyler, outstanding. And apparently they're from Rochester, Minnesota. So.
That was really moving.
That was great.
We have a couple more dynamic duos coming in. This one's kind of interesting. David and Goliath.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they go together.
I've never heard David and Goliath paired as a dynamic duo.
Here's the thing. Obviously, those guys didn't get along very well, but the two of their names.
They're linked in history.
They're linked in history.
Wow.
You have to admit, another one, Shrek and Donkey, comes from Emily from Eau Claire.
Are Batman and Joker linked then?
Batman and Joker, I'd say, are
linked.
They
are linked.
The thing is, you say David. I say David and, what do you say?
No, Goliath.
It's Goliath. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. We've got Betty. Can we hear from Betty? I talked to Betty today.
Oh.
Betty working hard. Betty was working at the Imago Dei Academy booth, and then she was volunteering for One Fest. Betty's amazing.
Here's what she had to say on the call and text line.
Hi, Mark and Dawson. Where do I begin? What a great weekend this has been. I've never been to One Fest before, and to have the opportunity to serve as a volunteer down in the artist merchandise area and listening to all of the singers, Katie and Danny and Big Daddy Weave and Torn Wells. What a great time it was. I'm so thankful that I've been there. And Mark, it was good to see you both days also. And just thank God for everything. And I hope to go next year. Fantastic. Betty Spitzer here.
Fantastic. All right, keep them coming, people. Two different contests going right now, and we're going to need to start to cook again like we did last night because we're going a little slow out of the gate like
moving.
The turtle.
Listen, we started off smooth,
I know.
And we were just waiting for people to trickle in, and like I speculated, I think that the Big Daddy, we've got off the stage and people tune their dials to 103.7.
All right. We got a ton of voicemails that we're going to be getting to. Again, Dawson's Dynamic Duo Contest for Ohana Pizza. But the big kahuna, two tickets to OneFest 2026, which we now know will have Four King and Country and Ben Fuller. Keep it here. It's the OneFest On Air After Party, WWIB.
Hi, folks. It's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Join us on Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 for our next Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam. Enjoy a grilled chicken dinner for just $10 with two pieces of chicken, potato salad, beans, chips, and drink. We'll also have our legendary Avenue Works Apple Cider Slushy and Ice Cream Sunday. And if August is your birthday month, you get one free. Everyone is invited. Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 at Avenue Orchard in Oklahoma. Come get a taste.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It has to be fought for by each generation. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be, led like sheep to the slaughter. We know what works. Freedom works. We know what's right. Freedom is right. Those words by Presidents Ronald Reagan, George Washington, and George H.W. Bush are so timely. Pray we continue to experience the freedoms we've enjoyed for generations. This message brought to you by Badger Steel in Rice Lake.
When you're buying a home, the home inspection is critical. This might be the largest purchase of your life, and you want to know exactly what you're buying, right? And when you're selling a home, a quality home inspection is just as important if you want top dollar. So who do you trust with that home inspection? Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC. With almost 450 five-star Google reviews, Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC has been serving the entire valley for over 25 years. Check out the Chippewa Valley Home Inspections Facebook page or go to cvhomeinspections.com.
You're tuned in to the OneFest On Air After Party on WWIB, where we are family.
We are family, and we're so appreciating that here as you're with us. Four houses of in-stock furniture. Economy Furniture has what you're looking for, and you can get it right away. Dave and his team are fantastic at Economy Furniture, County Highway J in Chippewa Falls.
We are in the midst of a couple of great contests right now, the overarching one through the night. Two tickets to OneFest 2026 if you want to get your name into that drawing. 715-396-1670. Call in. Leave a voicemail specifically if you want to be in that drawing. And you can mention what your big highlight of the day was or the reason why you'd like to be there next year. Ben Fuller and Four King and Country headlining. Both huge, huge announcements. Super, super excited for the event. The other event going on right now, the other contest, rather, in honor of Four King and Country coming in, that pair of brothers forming the musical supergroup there. Call in and name a dynamic duo.
Great that contest
on the text line. Yeah. Thank you. I'm pretty happy with it. And we've gotten some great ones. I'll go and list a few of them that we've gotten. There was one that said Wayne and Garth from Wayne World, Tom and Jerry, Lightning McQueen and Mater, some Zach and Cody from The Sweet Life of
Bambi
Zach and Cody.
Bambi and Thumper.
Bambi and Thumper. So many great ones. There's more than I even, you know, conceived of.
I know.
Are reaching deep in their bag. All right, well, it is time for another look at the beautiful weather we've been getting this weekend for OneFest. Well, I don't know if the weather was for OneFest, but it worked out nicely regardless. And the weather this time is brought to you by Hickory Hills Golf Course. They have $1 per hole every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after 4 p.m. Hickory Hills.
I want to get out there.
Of course.
Come experience the lush scenery at Hickory Hills Golf Course. Just south on Highway 93, rolling hills, fountains, and beautifully landscaped holes. Enter, start your day perfectly. Hold your company event, picnic, or say I do forever at Hickory Hills Golf Course.
You wanted to get out there. Well, when you do, you better hope the forecast's as good as this one. Break it down for them.
Yeah, I can't believe it's still 62 degrees, but that's what they're saying in Eau Claire, at least. Again, mostly clear, some areas of smoke, lows around 55 tonight, and then sunny 81 tomorrow, a little warmer than today, partly cloudy and 60 Sunday night with more areas of smoke, and back to work for some of us on Monday, partly sunny and 81 in the Chippewa Valley.
Brought to you by Hickory Hills Golf Course. Plan a private event at Hickory Hills Golf Course, south on 93. Off-season events, meetings, Christmas parties, and banquets held at Hickory Hills Clubhouse are beautiful year-round.
All right, we're going to keep it coming. We want to hear from you. What did you love about OneFest? You get that voicemail in at 715-396-1670, and you can get a bonus entry at wib.com/afterparty. So that's nice. gives you an even better chance of winning a pair of tickets to One Fest next year with Four King and Country. A big announcement tonight with Ben Fuller. Also, we got the Dynamic Duo Contest for an Ohana Pizza between now and 10:45. That's sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspectors.
Before we move on too far, dynamic duo that I'd like to shout out, the One Fest On Air After Party and Stockman's of Osseo.
Yes.
Two of these things are working together great. Get more for your dollar when you shop Stockman's of Osseo, from automotive to apparel, toys to tools, hunting, fishing, and farm supplies, plus groceries and fresh produce. Find everything you're looking for at Stockman's, I-94, Highway 10 in Osseo, our big sponsor for the One Fest On Air After Party.
You know, Caleb is my example and inspiration in so many ways. And I think, yes, probably every time we mention, we can tell you that the, and just a reminder that the ticket giveaway for the 2026 One Fest is sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo.
Yeah.
So that's our main sponsor here this evening. We get so many great sponsors. All right, let's continue to hear messages, what people loved about One Fest, why they'd love to go here. I'm looking at a 937 prefix I think we need to get to. Or is that just a text?
I think that one might be a text. I have one here.
All right, and again, we did clarify, in order to be eligible, you need to leave a voicemail tonight.
Yes, it does have to be a voicemail.
This person did say, we love the fact that the musicians gave their life story, showing that they were not immune from the troubles we all have and how Christ is the answer to all our problems. We had a fair amount of family members attend, including some of our grandkids, and all were touched by the music and the messages given. Love to bring even more grandkids next year. But again, that's not in the drawing, because you need to leave a voicemail.
So if you say just that and leave it on the voicemail, you get right into the drawing there. Let's see here.
Gary and Bloomer, Han Solo and Chewbacca. Have you mentioned that?
I didn't mention that one here. We can hear it in their voice.
Best dynamic duo is Han Solo and Chewbacca. This is Gabriella Esparza.
Han Solo and Chewbacca, classic. They have a great dynamic there. And going back to the highlights of One Fest, I think we have a message from Rebecca in Menominee.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm from Menominee, Wisconsin. I am calling to share our highlight from the weekend. My highlight was watching my 11-year-old daughter do praise and worship with our youth pastor's husband to Big Daddy Leave. It was pretty amazing. I am super excited for us to hopefully be able to come again next year, and we'd love to win tickets. Thanks.
You are certainly welcome. Getting you into the drawing there for two tickets to One Fest 2026, sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo.
10:36 in the evening, WWIB, 9 minutes left in the Dynamic Duo Contest. Inspired by Joel and Luke Smallbrone, those brothers, part of Four King and Country. And so for an Ohana Pizza, give us your Dynamic Duo by text if you want, or voicemail 715-396-1670. It's the One Fest On Air After Party.
Couple more Dynamic Duos submitted here. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, Mickey and Minnie. That one is from Sherry from Bloomer.
How about Brooks and Dunn?
What's Brooks and Dunn?
Country music.
Oh, I'm sorry that I don't know country music. is it Garth Brooks?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's a different Brooks.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. We should have picked a different name.
Oh, somebody says Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Okay.
Oh, sure.
They were a dynamic duo.
At one point. Just getting all of these great responses sorted.
Did you see that somebody had said, my mom wants to marry Ben Fuller? So that was, I didn't know Ben was single, but okay.
I don't know that he is.
Maybe, I mean, okay.
I'd hope so if you're saying things like that. You got to check, you got to know what you're saying.
All right.
They sent that to us?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, interesting. Was that their highlight?
That was the message.
That was the message. Well, we heard it loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another highlight here. Let me see if I can get that.
We'll keep playing them
on the text line. I'm not sure if that was a text or let's see this one.
My name is Miles Duffin from Cameron, Wisconsin. My favorite thing from today was volleyball and lemonade.
We love you.
He did it again. Miles, a winner from yesterday night, calling in. Hopefully he stopped by the booth and picked up his prize and got to get involved in some of the great activities they had going on throughout the day there. The woo there. If you didn't tune in last night, the Jordan Feliz woo.
Yeah.
What tune was that from?
The King is Alive.
The King is Alive. We had folks call in and do that for a prize that he ended up winning, I believe.
Yeah, 12 years old, I think?
Something like that, yeah. Coming away with a big win from that huge pool of people in the drawing there. Happy to have you with us once again tonight, Miles.
We kind of started, you know, slow, but I think that was, as you mentioned, I'd like somebody to call, give us a call on the air, either on the listener line at 715-396-1670, or even call in, give us kind of a traffic update. Where are things traffic-wise? How clogged is it? 723-2555. I'd like to get a report from the parking lot.
Yeah, we need a report from on the ground. I think one of you can be our informant.
And I think we've even got Kate's coffee for you if you give us the traffic report. So, yeah, we got it because we're going to need to cook here.
Yeah, I know. That's a great idea. Person to call in?
Yeah, call in directly on the phone. 723-2555. Give us a report from the... What's the traffic situation like? What's the... how slow is things moving here trying to get out of... One Fest a little bit after Big Daddy. We've presumably ended around 10:15, 10:20.
We have a listener on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kurt from Chautauqua.
Hey there, Kurt. Can you give us an update on the traffic situation?
Much better than last night. I was parked in about the same spot, and I got out right away where last night was about 45 minutes. So traffic is flowing very good.
So now,
tonight.
Kurt, you're leaving the ground, so you're not camping or anything.
Correct.
Are you coming back for tomorrow?
No, I'm not. I'm going to go to my Red Cedar Church in Rice Lake, Wisconsin tomorrow.
Well, and that sounds totally fine. I'm greeting at my church tomorrow. So I'll tell you what. So this coffee is not going to do you much good because it's going to be available for you at One Fest tomorrow. But we'll pass it on to somebody else. Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.
Well, thanks for giving us an update. Hopefully that's the case for many of the other folks that are on the ground there. You want to take another caller and see if it's the same for everybody?
We'll see if somebody can win it
if they're going to be there tomorrow.
Although if they're leaving, Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Ben from Menominee.
You sound young.
My favorite...
What? Okay.
Tell us your favorite part of the day.
I said you sound young, but go ahead.
My favorite part about One Fest was the Big Daddy Weave dad jokes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so he did some good dad jokes?
Yep.
Oh, man, I missed it. Do you remember one?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them nonetheless.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Well, fun to put him on the air there. Catching up on all the goings-on from the day here on the One Fest on-air after-party.
This is like having 36 inches of snow in the driveway. It's not that unpleasant, but it's just many duos.
Yeah.
The work you've given yourself.
Oh, no, that's true. And we're not.
And it goes for. We need to take another break. So
we should.
All right. We're going to keep it coming here. Again, voicemails tonight, people. If you want to be eligible to win a pair of tickets for One Fest, headlined by Four King and Country with Ben Fuller, it's an incredible lineup so far. It's going to be bigger and better than ever next year. You just know it. I don't know if the weather's going to repeat, but hey, 715-396-1670. Or if you want to go to One Fest, why would you love to go? 396-1670, WWIB.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around. Two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale. It can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names. And we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Talking health insurance with Allie Rudd Financial Services.
Another good thing about our agency is that we have actually 6 licensed agents. Our office in Mondovi, office in Rice Lake. Now we have somebody working in Neillsville and in Minnesota. So if one of us would happen to not be there, we're going to have a whole team of people. So you're always going to have someone answering the phone if you have a question, and you're going to be able to get a hold of a real person.
Call Allie Rudd Financial Services at 715-926-6003.
If you're a woman, you know, avoiding the trampoline.
Mom, come play with us.
Trying not to laugh too hard.
Stop, you're gonna make me.
If you're a woman, you know. But what you may not know is that there is a solution, and Footprints in Time can help. Urinary incontinence affects 1 in 4 women, but most ladies wait years to ever address it. Call Footprints at 715-284-2003. Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls.
You're listening to the One Fest On Air After Party with Mark and Dawson Halverson on WWIB.
Thanks, Sammy. Boy, he was here on the air today, and he was at One Fest. A busy weekend for that guy. Hey, when you're buying or selling a home, the home inspection is critical, and you can trust Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC. Get this now, almost 450 five-star Google reviews. That is almost unparalleled. Check out the Chippewa Valley Home Inspections Facebook page or go to cvhomeinspections.com.
We have so many great
2 minutes duos. Left of the Diamond Duo
minutes
contest.
2 minutes to get back in. I thought I was catching up, and then I scrolled up, and there's a lot more. So 45 is when we're going to cut off submissions, and then I've got to collect all these, yeah, and hopefully get it in by the top of the
I'm going to have to run the show while you're counting those.
That might be true.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, that's why there's two of us.
1 minute away from another weather update. We keep people just glued in on the weather on this show. All right. Can we get the message from our listener in Blair?
From our listener in
Savelle, I think. Savelle.
Blair.
Let's get the clarification on her name.
Yes. One moment here. I think I'll be able to pull that up. While I get that, do you want to remind folks why it is she is calling in?
Yeah, because we've got two tickets on the line, courtesy of Stockman's of Osseo. Two tickets for OneFest 2026. And if you've been at OneFest, what did you love about it? If you'd like to go, why would you love to go? 715-396-1670. It's got to be a voicemail like this.
Hi, this is Savilla from Blair. I really enjoyed OneFest this year. Torn Wells was one of the highlights. And I got to spend a lot of time with my grandkids here this time. It kept me hopping, but it was fun, and they enjoyed it. They're getting into the music and loving the artists more and more, and so I really enjoy that, and I just thank God for that, and I thank you guys for all you do. So thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Sevilla. And I don't want to put any pressure, but your mom and I would love some grandkids too, Dawson. I don't know.
You don't want to put any pressure, but
none of your, yeah. Anyhow, we got grand puppies, we got grand dogs, we got some great grand dogs, so we're enjoying those. Okay.
We'll see what the future holds, all right? I'll give you that.
Okay, a lot of dynamic duos, and it is 10:45, so the cutoff has arrived.
The cutoff has arrived. No more submissions for the dynamic duos. A few more that have stood out. Food-based ones. Two that jumped out to me. Peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, classic.
Pineapple and pizza. Now, oh, yeah. That's a duo that some people might not think is dynamic. We're both fans in the
yes.
studio.
Yes.
And that's just something you're going to have to stomach if you keep tuning into the OneFest.
Here's the thing.
After
if you don't like it, you don't like it. But let's...
We're not going to push it.
Stop the hate, please. Stop the hate.
We're about love here on the OneFest.
I know it.
After party.
Yes.
We love you, whether you like pineapple and pizza
mm-hmm.
or you like other things.
Yep. That's right.
That's right. Okay. Collecting the rest of these.
Time for another weather update.
It is time for another weather update. I got to take a break from all my dynamic duos.
Uh-huh.
A new dynamic duo, Mark Halverson and a look at the weather.
Yes.
Specifically, that is a look at the weather brought to you by Avenue Orchard. In Eau Claire, need a treat? How about freshly baked cookies, freeze-dried candy, or fruit, an apple cider slushy? Team Appleseed is at the farmers markets throughout the area. The Avenue Orchard store is open from 2 to 6 every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Hi, folks. It's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Join us on Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 for our next Avenue Orchard birthday jam. Enjoy a grilled chicken dinner for just $10 with two pieces of chicken, potato salad, beans, chips, and drink. We'll also have our legendary Avenue Works apple cider slushy and ice cream sundae. And if August is your birthday month, you get one free. Everyone is invited. Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. Come get a taste.
Wisconsin weather.
Temp holding steady at 62. We'll look for a drop here, I imagine, after 11. But a lot of smoke. They're saying areas of smoke tonight, tomorrow, Sunday night, and Monday. What do we say? Thank you, Canada. Otherwise, clear in 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny in 81. And then tomorrow night, partly cloudy in 60. Back to work on Monday, partly sunny in 81 in the Chippewa Valley.
That look at your forecast brought to you by Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. Their store and area's farmers markets. Pick up amazing jams, jellies, apples, sauces, apple butters, plus fresh-pressed apple cider. Homemade baked goods, freeze-dried candy, and apple cider slushy. Shop online anytime at aveappleorchard.com or come get a taste. The Avenue Orchard store just south of Eau Claire on 53.
Allie Rudd Financial Services, health insurance experts who can answer your health insurance questions and help you save money. The team at Allie Rudd Financial Services can help anyone in the WIB listening area, even in other states, with their health insurance. Give them a call, 715-926-6003.
The OneFest on air after party continuing.
If we needed to chew up a little clock, well, okay. We have the winner from last night, which I think would be fun to hear because we're competing for the pair of tickets to OneFest next year. We learned tonight for King and Country, the headliner. Also, we learned last night, Ben Fuller, what a great start to the artist, and they'll continue to build from there. And again, if you were there, what did you love about it? If you'd like to go, why would you love to go? Got to leave us a voicemail, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And we did have a winner last night of a pair of OneFest tickets, also sponsored by Stockman's, and it is cut six, if we could play that. Thanks to our generous sponsor, Stockman's of Osseo, giving away a pair of tickets to OneFest next year, both tonight and tomorrow night, round two of the WIB On Air OneFest After Party tomorrow, 10 to midnight as well. But again, we asked you to participate by letting us know your highlight from day one of OneFest on the listener line at 396-1670 or that bonus entry at whip.com/afterparty. We've compiled it all together, used the random number generator, and drum roll, please. Our winner is Lisa. I believe it's Mahoney. Is that correct? And she's on the line with us. Lisa. You are going to OneFest, a pair of tickets you won for next year. How about that?
Woo, we're very excited. My daughter's here with me.
Fantastic. Where are you from, Lisa?
La Crescent, Minnesota.
La Crescent, Minnesota. Tell me about how you learned about OneFest. What brought you here?
Well, we do get WWIB radio station there, so that's where we first heard about it, and we've been coming the last 2 years.
That's great to hear. You got in this drawing by saying the highlight every day. I think you said, yeah, I was spending the day with your daughter. Any other highlights from your time at OneFest so far?
For me, all the great music. I love seeing the breakthrough stage or whatever with some of the up-and-coming artists.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I really enjoyed participating in the One Voice competition today.
Ah, yeah. Well, another day to go, so are you camping, or what's your setup for sleep tonight?
No, we just got into our hotel in Chippewa Falls.
Mm, nice.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. You're going to OneFest on us and on Stockman's next year, so congratulations.
This is so funny. We love Stockman's. We camp in Osseo often.
That's so perfect. So there you go. That was the winner of the first pair of tickets, courtesy of Stockman's of Osseo, to... And she didn't even know at the time, For King and Country plus Ben Fuller. Wow, fantastic. Congratulations, Lisa. And take your love of Stockman's and enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, I have compiled, finally, all of our submissions into the Dynamic Duo Contest. Reminder, that is for the Ohana Pizza Company coupon for a free wood-fired pizza sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC. So let me just tally up here how many of them we have, to be specific, and you get that random number generator locked and loaded.
Okay, I'll be doing that.
Okay.
In the meantime, here as we enjoy the jazzy music you've selected.
It is 27 folks.
27, all right. And we know who's number one and who's number 27.
We
and then
do.
We
got
the folks
got that
in
all lined up.
All right.
So some of these, I just have the number right now. So
it's going to make it easy for you because I did it.
Uh-huh.
And number 27
number
is your winner.
27 is the winner. Let me see if I can pull up their entry and get their message, their dynamic duo on the air. The final person to get in just under the wire. We had one person enter at 46, and they couldn't make the cut. But this one was at 44, right at the end. And their submission sounded like this.
Hi, this is Amber from Bloomer, Wisconsin. And I would like to say Thelma and Louise. Thank you.
Well, Amber, you just won the entire Dynamic Duo contest by getting in right under the wire with the submission of Thelma and Louise. Ohana Pizza Company owes you a wood-fired pizza, sponsored by Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, LLC. You can stop by the booth at OneFest tomorrow or pick it up at our studios in Halley later on.
So do we have Amber? We just have Amber from Bloomer?
Amber.
We don't have a last name.
I don't believe we have a last name.
Okay, Amber from Bloomer.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That is totally fine. We'll reach out to her to make sure she gets that prize. But hey, there's plenty more prizes to win. We appreciate all the feedback you guys gave us. So many great ones. So many great dynamic duos you guys mentioned.
Earlier tonight, Nick Jacuz was the winner of an Ohana Pizza and sponsored by Economy Furniture because he was the first one to say that he predicted For King and Country would be the announced headliner, and he was right. So a couple of pizza winners we've given away. We've got some coffee to give away for Kate's Coffee Coop. Again, two locations at One Fest, and they'll still be serving that tomorrow. And Dawson, you had an interesting day.
Yes.
And we're going to get to that as one of the ways we're going to give this away. But maybe let's just play a little catch up here. I'm just checking. Let's continue to check the text line.
Sure.
I wrote down a couple of names, Carter and Elliot. Let's hear from Carter and Elliot if you can see them there. And you have to scroll down because I know you had to go through a lot of the dynamic duos. But look at it. Carter is a 205 number.
I think I got Carter.
Okay.
This is Carter calling. I'd love to go to next year's One Fest. This was our first time coming this year, and it was amazing, really awesome time. So I'd love to come back next year and be able to bring more family and friends with as well to experience what the Lord has here for it. So thank you.
Thanks, Carter.
Absolutely.
And also Elliot and Cameron.
Yes, got one from Elliot. Sounded something like this.
Hi, my name is Elliot Duff. I'm from Cameron, Wisconsin. The reason I'd like to go to One Fest next year is because of all of the people that I get to see and talk to. Bye.
So it sounds like his last name is your first name.
It said Dawson. He was kind
of... Let's play the beginning of him again.
Sure, sure. Let's hear from him one more time.
Hi, my name is Elliot Duff. I'm from...
Okay, yeah.
Elliot Dawson.
Elliot Dawson.
And it kind of made me think. There was a CCM artist, Kenny Marks. Now, it was Mark with an S on the end. But there's a phenomenon, right? Here's something awkward. Is it awkward if you have somebody come over and you named your pet after that person's first name?
That reminds me. So we famously lived in Liberia, West Africa for a few years. And when we were moving there, I said I wanted a pet monkey. When we were moving there. And mom said, sure, maybe I knew some people that had pet monkeys. And I wanted it. My best friend at the time's name was Charlie. And I thought that'd be a great name for a monkey. And also, it'd just be a fun rib. And so I decided if I got a monkey, I'd name it Charlie. And I didn't get one. I got a mongoose instead.
But we saw people with a pet monkey. And there's just something I felt awkward about that.
Yeah, it just feels like a tricky thing to take care of. And
it just didn't feel right to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Some creatures, right. I think, feel more right for pets than
others. We're not going to head off in an animal direction.
Right. What direction are we going to head?
We are going to tell you, Dawson and his friend group did something to celebrate one of the friend's birthday today. What did they do? That is our question for a Kate's Coffee Coop, a one free coffee beverage at One Fest, sponsored by Muldoon's. Let's take these calls on the air.
Absolutely.
At 723-2555.
We should clarify. This one is going to be good for One Fest tomorrow. So, Colin, if you're going to be there at One Fest tomorrow, what is it that I did with my friends to celebrate their birthday?
Yeah. One free coffee beverage at One Fest tomorrow. It's sponsored by Muldoon's Menswear.
Oh, yeah. And we should mention the number. To call into the studio, that's going to be 715-723-2555. That's the studio line here at WWIB. And for all the contact info, you can go to wwib.com/afterparty. If you are going to be at One Fest tomorrow, call in and guess what I did with my friends to celebrate one of their birthday. You can call in as many times as you like, as many guesses as you'd like, but we don't have any guesses coming in so far.
All right. Well, it looks like I'm seeing we do have continued messages, voicemails we'd like to share in terms of what people's favorite part of One Fest was or why they would love to go. 715-396-6. Carson, it looks like, in Altoona.
Carson from Altoona. Yes, I've got him.
Short.
Hi, this is Carson Turner from Altoona, Wisconsin, and my favorite part about One Fest was lemonade and listening to Tarn Wells.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great. Two great things. We do have a listener on the line as well. What's your guess for what I did to celebrate one of my friend's birthday today?
I think that you went to an escape room.
That is uncanny.
Hold it. Is this the birthday recipient?
That's exactly what I... What made you guess that?
Because I went to one recently and it was really fun.
I went to one recently and it was really fun too. It was today and I did it to celebrate my friend's birthday.
Who is this?
It's Elena.
That's really funny because that's the name of one of my sisters I went to the escape room with.
Wait, actually,
that's true. Elena Alberson. All right.
But this is not Elena calling, right?
I assume not. It doesn't sound...
No.
Well, no, you Elena, called in, you got
Elena,
it.
Elena, are you at One Fest?
No, we just left.
Oh, but are you going to go tomorrow?
No, we are not.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Well, thank you for calling in. The prize we had there.
Tell you what, do you know anybody who will be there? Because you could have won this. You may have won this for somebody. Do you know anybody we could leave it for there in their name and they could pick it up at the WIB booth?
I do not know for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pass it on. Well, thank you. Glad you had fun with that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Wow. That I couldn't have, I mean, you don't usually want your trivia to go in one, but I couldn't have asked for that to go better. They just called in and knocked it out of the park.
Surprising.
That was so surreal. I was like, I don't know. I guess I know escape rooms are a phenomenon in the past decade or so, but I have kind of been slow to get on the trend.
What was unique about this one today?
So it was a little bit of a drive. We went up to the Mall of America.
Wow.
And I needed to make sure I got back here. The reason we kind of planned the day around it because I was like, I need to be back here for the after party.
Right.
So we got to go earlier in the day. So we went up there, and they've got a lot of different ones to pick from up there. This one was aquatic themed.
Huh.
So we go in there, and it's built like this submarine. And to make it work, there's all these different puzzles to like pressurize the submarine and chart your course. And anyway, it was just this series of different puzzles that was really, really fun. Other than, I have to say, there was a point where we had this puzzle and we thought we had it solved. And it was to get the combination to a lock, and we pulled it, and it just wouldn't come undone. So we tried 100 different other variations of what we thought the answer was, and the lock was just broken.
Huh.
So we called. It was unfortunate, but we ended up, you know, figuring it all out.
Well, we have got a lot more to come in the second hour of the One Fest On Air After Party here on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Stick around for your chance to win a pair of tickets to One Fest next year, headlined by Four King and Country with Ben Fuller.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It has to be fought for by each generation. If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be, led like sheep to the slaughter. We know what works. Freedom works. We know what's right. Freedom is right. Those words by Presidents Ronald Reagan, George Washington, and George H.W. Bush are so timely. Pray we continue to experience the freedoms we've enjoyed for generations. This message brought to you by Badger Steel in Rice Lake.
What's it like working with Dana Yoder of Edina Realty?
My name is Marv. I'm from Ladysmith. When I met Dana, I was in need of buying a home. You know, I'm 82 years old. I could have been taken hook, line, and sinker by someone who would not be on the up and up. But Dana is not like that at all. I would trust her like a daughter.
That's the Dana difference.
I'm Dana Yoder of Edina Realty. Visit danayoder.edinarealty.com or call 559-6004.
If you're a woman, you know, avoiding the trampoline.
Mom, come play with us.
Trying not to laugh too hard.
Stop. You're going to make me.
If you're a woman, you know. But what you may not know is that there is a solution, and Footprints in Time can help. Urinary incontinence affects 1 in 4 women, but most ladies wait years to ever address it. Call Footprints at 715-284-2003. Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls.
You're tuned in to the One Fest On Air After Party on WWIB, where we are family.
All right, what'd
you love? This is Shelley from Barron. Our favorite thing about this weekend at One Fest was spending time with our grandchildren, getting to watch them worship and sing the songs that we love and enjoy, and they enjoy also. And just each artist had their own moment. What they shared, we're just grateful for their hearts and their love for the Lord. Thank you so much.
It's just awesome hearing person after person what they loved about One Fest. Or if you didn't go, why would you love to go? 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Just voicemails tonight. We're making the listener the star.
Just voicemails, but if you have submitted, you can go to wwib.com/afterparty for an additional submission to get your name into the drawing twice.
Correct, sir.
So many more great prizes to give away.
Yeah, and at this point, we've got coffee to give away. So here's the deal.
Yes.
If you're at One Fest and you're going to be at One Fest tomorrow and you like coffee, call us directly and we just want to chat with you on the air. 723-2555. Call and win your coffee. Sponsored by Muldoon's Menswear. One free coffee beverage at One Fest, Kate's Coffee Coop. They have two locations. Call right now, 723-2555. You're at One Fest. You're going to be at One Fest. Maybe you're going to go back tomorrow for the free church service.
We have a clarification from a previous caller. I was right. It wasn't Dawson. It was Elliot Duff was the name.
Elliot Duff.
They called back and clarified that. Then again, the text line gives us a
transcript. It did spark an interesting 1 minute of conversation.
That's true. So we appreciate that. But just to clarify,
all right,
we hear you. All right,
Thank
we have
you.
A caller. and you can introduce yourself and let us know where you're from.
This is Terry. I am from Menominee.
Hey there, Terry.
What's your last name, Terry?
Sullivan.
All right, you just won yourself a coffee. You like coffee?
Oh, I love coffee.
Have you had any from Kate's Coffee Coop while you're at OneFest?
Oh, yeah, I had one today that I've never tried before.
What was that?
It was white chocolate mocha with raspberry in it. Hmm.
Well, that sounds really good.
That sounds great.
I should have got one for my wife. That sounds fantastic. All right, well, tell you what.
I was going to tell you something about what we loved about the thing today that's really cool about this OneFest.
Yeah, please.
Is we were volunteering at the information desk, and yesterday a young lady lost $40, and she came back a couple times. She was getting really worried about it. She said she prayed really hard last night, and today it showed up, and when she came back to the lost and found, there it was.
That's fantastic,
that's
cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is.
Money in.
Yeah, excellent. Terry, you stopped by and you love OneFest overall yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You stop by the WIB booth tomorrow, and Kristen will have that for you, the free coffee from Kate's Coffee Coop, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye.
That's
that giveaway sponsored by Hickory Hills Golf Course, another Kate's
no, no, that one I was saying was Muldoon's.
That one was Muldoon's.
So we're going to the top because remember we tried to give away your escape room
That's right, and that didn't work.
All right.
Didn't pan out. It was a really good moment, I think, but it didn't quite work out for the giveaway there.
And so we do have another one sponsored by Dana Yoder.
Okay.
And I had a question for that I was going to try to ask. And we're going to, we'll do that in just a moment, but do we have anybody else? As we continue to play voicemails from listeners who have told us what they loved about OneFest or why they would love to go.
Any other people on the voicemail?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have one here.
Hello, this is the youth's van. We're still in the parking lot. It is taking a long time. But my favorite part was Katie Nicole. I loved how humble she was and signing autographs and doing selfies up there, and then was like, oh, I guess I got to go back to singing.
Big Daddy Weave.
Lemonade.
I wanted to go to OneFest for years, so I really liked doing it this year.
That's the van full.
I appreciate you getting us check in with everybody there. That was great.
I believe that's Mike. I could be wrong, but he said the youth. The transcription says the Utes van.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Got you down, and you're entered for a chance to win that pair of OneFest tickets for next year, sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo. I think we have a few below that, though. If we go down, Carrie. I see Carrie and Eau Claire.
Yes, we have one from Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie from Eau Claire. And my favorite part of OneFest was Big Daddy Weave's entire performance.
Highlight for many folks, another highlight.
Okay, Dawson, hold it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a punch in my gut because...
Because you couldn't make it.
We were here. So somebody just got... I mean, it was... I was at a celebration of life today. And so remembering the wonderful Kathy Bates went to be with the Lord here. But... and her husband, widower Johnny. Mm. But... I mean, somebody said, We the Kingdom was great, and we did the train. And I'm like, I feel kind of left out. I mean, I liked being here.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just kind of, nobody wants to be left out, right?
Of course, yeah. It's a double-edged sword, but listen.
Yeah.
We're willing to do this for the people.
I am.
I don't know about you.
I am. I'm doing it for the people. All right. Okay. What else do we got? We're keeping it coming. I've got 16 people entered for a chance to win those OneFest tickets right now. And I know we're just trying to play catch-up.
I'm keeping track of those as well. Yeah, there's plenty. Although if you're keeping track of those, I can stop keeping track of them.
You can. Stop.
Okay.
You can focus on other things.
I'll tell
you what, we wanted to let's give away a coffee. I got another coffee. Here's my question: second Kate's Coffee Coop giveaway. Basically, this is for people who are going to be at OneFest tomorrow. Okay, mm-hmm. So you'll be able to stop at the WIB booth. Get this and go get your Kate's Coffee, which you heard from Terry how great it is, and sponsored by Dana Yoder of Dino Realty. What happened to me today that's kind of one of the negatives of summer?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to me today that's one of the negatives of summer?
Something unfortunate took place.
Will you get it right away? 723-2555, directly the phone. We're not going to mess around with text or voicemail on this. Just come right to the heart of the studio.
We have a listener on the line. What's your guess?
Oh, sorry. We weren't guessing.
Oh, that's all right. What'd you call in for?
We were trying to get in on the contest for next year.
Sure. What was your highlight for the day?
Soaring Well, Big Daddy Weave, and we are really looking forward to For King and Country next year and Ben Fuller.
Absolutely.
Okay,
so
I'm going to need a name, and obviously I'm not going to ask you to give your phone number on the air, but give me your name, and if you win, then you'll have to contact me, but go ahead.
Okay, my name is Kay.
Kay what?
Bjork.
Can you spell that for us?
Bjork.
B-J-O-R-K?
You got it.
All right.
I love spelling.
Yeah, you sure do. I know that about
what
you.
What city are you from?
Chippewa Falls.
All right, Kay.
I've been going to one fest since it started.
Oh, that's great to hear. To hear the history just in the area.
What's that? We saw Big Daddy Weeds back when it wasn't even one fest. Probably 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was called the Chippewa Valley Music Festival. It was 2 years, and they had Matthew West 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so Big Daddy Weave, I mean, go, that's fine. How great was it?
Big Daddy was awesome.
Yeah, thanks. All right.
He's mad because he couldn't be there, but we are so happy to hear that you guys loved it so
much. I'm sure he was. Yeah. He is an incredible artist. Thanks so much for entering the contest.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. We do have a few more listeners. Hopefully some of these guys have a guess for
what negative summer thing happened to me today.
Did you get sunburned?
No, I did not, but I was concerned for Caleb when I saw his neck exposed for a long time. So, okay. No, not sunburned for me.
Got another guest coming in here.
Hi, you're on WWIB. What negative summer thing happened to me for Kate's coffee?
You had a bug fly up your nose.
I mean, that's, you know, kind of headed in the direction, but that's not it. It wasn't that specific or... That was humorous, though, but thanks.
Good guess, but not quite. No. Something took place
in that general vicinity.
Yeah, getting closer to it. That's a little
warmer.
Bit of a hint
You're
for you
warmer
guys.
If we're playing hot and cold.
Another listener on the line. What's your guess?
Well, hello. Our guess is heat exhaustion.
Heat exhaustion.
No, not on this 79-degree day. I was good, but thank you.
Remember that taking place a number of times in Liberia in our time there.
Yeah.
More of a risk on those scorchers, but we've been blessed with great weather for One Fest on the whole.
Hi, you ready to win Kate's coffee today from WWIB?
I'm hoping.
And Dana Yoder of Edina Realty. All right, what negative summer thing happened to me today?
Did you get stung by a bee or, like, bit by a mosquito?
I got stung by a bee. Way to put two guesses into one, just kind of naturally.
If they said stung by just a mosquito, I would have given it
Who
to
Who are we talking to?
This is Grace Holte.
Grace Holte, did you win last night? You won again.
I did win a cheesecake last night.
How was it?
It was so good.
Great to hear that, and glad to give you another win on the One Fest on air after party.
So, Grace, you stop by the whip booth tomorrow and say I'm back on the after party. I won some coffee, which would have gone great with the cheesecake. Did you have any coffee with your cheesecake?
No, I didn't, but I should have.
I know you should have. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks for calling in. Grace, the two-time champ.
Yeah, I know.
Knows her stuff, I think.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Well, no, coffee, actually.
Cheesecake dinner.
All right. Let's take a break, Doss.
Can do. We'll
keep those calls coming for those One Fest tickets for next year, courtesy of Stockman's of Osseo.
See you all on the other side as the One Fest on-air after party continues.
From automotive to apparel, toys to tools, hunting, fishing, and farm supplies, you'll always get more for your dollar when you shop Stockman's of Osseo. Stockman's has sporting goods, hardware, footwear, pet supplies, and a huge selection of groceries. You'll love their fresh produce, too. Weekly ads on the Stockman's of Osseo Facebook page. Locally owned and honored to serve their community. Stockman's of Osseo. Come see the savings for yourself. Find Stockman's at I-94 and Highway 10 in Osseo.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that
everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
Come experience the lush scenery at Hickory Hills Golf Course. Just south on Highway 93, rolling hills, fountains, and beautifully landscaped holes. Enter, start your day perfectly. Hold your company event, picnic, or say I do forever at Hickory Hills Golf Course.
You're listening to the One Fest on-air after-party with Mark and Dawson Halverson on WWIB.
We are back on the One Fest on-air after-party.
Did you need me to read any live copy?
I've got it, actually.
Okay.
From one of the sponsors.
I was trying to be a ball hog, I think.
Well, that's all right. I'm here to share the load. Great sponsors that made this One Fest on-air after-party happen, one of those being Dana Yoder. Dyna Realty. What if your realtor became your friend? Honesty, integrity, and kindness set Dana apart from the rest. Experience the Dana difference for yourself. Find her online at DanaYoderDynaRealty.com or on Facebook.
Dana's outstanding. She was chatting with your mom, my wife, today, and visiting, and she sponsored the Kid Zone. And so, again, to know Dana is to love her, so appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I mean, One Fest, everybody, I mean, so many folks at the very least get out there. You see so many familiar faces and the great performances. It brings it all together. Just one of the things people could enjoy about One Fest. But we've been asking you, what was your One Fest highlight for the event? To get your name into a drawing for two tickets to One Fest 2026, or if you aren't there, some reasons you want to make it to the event next year. If you want to enter, 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail. It's the only way to get in. And if you have left a voicemail, you can get an additional entry at wwib.com/afterparty.
Mm-hmm.
One of the submissions we're catching up on them sounded like this.
Hey, this is Kale Brand. My favorite part of One Fest is hanging out with the family and listening to all the bands. Woohoo!
Sound like you said Kale Brand.
I think Caleb.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the one, was that 839?
That's 839.
Okay.
Yes. Getting through those submissions, any of the contests we've got going on, you can find the contact info at wwib.com/afterparty. Once again, that number, 715-396-1670. Well, we're coming to another look at your weather next, I believe. Forecast this time brought to you by Hy-Vee. In Eau Claire, Hy-Vee is an incredible food court with daily meal deals. Don't forget the incredible bakery, too. Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
If you're searching for the best Chinese food in town, look no further than the Hai Chai Department at your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. Fresh rolled sushi every day, delicious poke bowls, tasty appetizers, crab rangoon dip, hibachi grill, and so much more. Why go anywhere else? Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department is open 11 to 8 daily for lunch, supper, and anytime that craving strikes. Authentic Asian cuisine every day. It's the Hai Chai Department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Our first weather update in half an hour here on the One Fest On Air After Party on WWIB. 59 fair with haze at the airport in Eau Claire. Looking for areas of smoke tonight, clear in 55. Then, again, areas of smoke before 11 on Sunday with sunny in 81. Areas of smoke continuing overnight on Sunday with a low of 60. And then more smoke early before 7 on Monday. Otherwise, partly sunny in 81 in the Chippewa Valley.
Look at your weather for the One Fest on-air after-party brought to you by your Eau Claire Hy-Vee. You'll find the highest quality in the Hy-Vee meat department, where only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet their high standards. And follow the Eau Claire Hy-Vee Facebook page for surprise sales and deals. Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
So here's the deal. The big kahuna of prize from Stockman's of Osseo is two tickets to One Fest next year. We learned Four King and Country joining Ben Fuller. You know, thinking about Four King and Country, they just have the cool factor.
Mm.
They just do. They've done great work. They did a movie you talked about. There was a song that had to do with trafficking, and they were part of a movie with that. Priceless, I believe. And then now more recently, obviously, the movie, as you said, Unsung Hero. Which a lot of it tells the story of their sister, Rebecca St. James, but certainly about, you see where Joel and Luke, kind of their background and their whole family moving here from Australia. And again, this is exciting. I think they have actually been They took a year off from touring. So as they get back, I know it's a great get. And Heather, very excited as she led into that announcement. Heather Fleshinsky tonight. So we got that pair of tickets. We've got three more Kate's Coffee Coupe giveaways. And basically, the next one is sponsored by Badger Steel of Rice Lake. And so if you're at OneFest, you're going to be there tomorrow and you love coffee, call right now. We'd love to talk to you on the air. 723-255, 723-2555.
All these prizes we're giving away and the whole OneFest on and after party is made possible by some great sponsors, one of those being Muldoon's Menswear. Don't miss the sport shirt and sport coat sale on now at Muldoon's Menswear. Save 20 to 70% on all sport coats and sport shirts, too. That's 70% off right now. Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way in Oakland.
When you stop by, say hi to my friend Nicholas. He was named after Jack Nicholas, and so I just think it's so cool, the Golden Bear. And so the spelling of his name, just like Nicholas, N-I-C-K-L-A-U-S. Yeah, let's go to the phone. We've got, we want to give away some coffee. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Lori from Holman, Wisconsin.
All right, Lori, have you been enjoying OneFest?
A blast.
Awesome. What have you loved most?
The music, the food, the coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, solid three there.
Tell you what, Lori, we want to get your last name, and we will submit it to our friend Kristen, and she'll be at the Whip booth tomorrow to give you that one free coffee beverage to be enjoyed from Kate's Coffee Coop, okay?
Awesome.
What's your last name?
Taylor.
All right, Lori Taylor from Holman. Fantastic. You stop by and pick it up. Thanks for listening to the Whip on Air After Party.
Thanks.
All right. There we go.
There we go.
So it sounds like Big Daddy Weave was inspiring. Mm-hmm. He had dad jokes that were hard to remember. And so Lori just won herself coffee. We've got two more coffees. And we do have an Ohana wood fire pizza to be given away by courtesy of Allie Rudd Financial Services, too, before the midnight hour strikes in 40 minutes from now.
We have that Ohana Pizza Company, and we need to start speculating on what we want to do.
I've got a question.
Concert. You've got a question for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The,
you
the Brewers question we were talking about.
That's for the Ohana one. Okay, sounds good.
All right.
When do you think we want to do that?
I'm going to ask you as a quarterback, when do you want to?
When do I want to?
We could probably do it now because you said we're caught up on breaks. We don't have weather till 11.
We're caught up on breaks, but there's one thing we're not caught up on. We have a lot of voicemails
to get
through.
The voicemails. Yeah. What is it that people have, what are people saying as they quest to win themselves tickets to OneFest, courtesy of Stockman's of Asia?
Well, they're saying a little something like this.
Hi, this is Deanne from Chippewa Falls. And my favorite part of OneFest was just being able to stand up, clap, sing, and enjoy all the great music this weekend.
That's not all. They're saying this as well.
Hi, this is Jake from Menominee, and our family loves coming to OneFest to enjoy all the wonderful musicians. And my five kids love to go around to all the activities that they can and play and also enjoy the food. But most importantly is the amazing music and celebrating worshiping God.
All kinds of great things, and it's so great to hear it from the voices of the people who were out there enjoying the great music, enjoying the company, and enjoying the delicious food.
And again,
this is Jake.
I was just going to say, if you weren't there, but you'd like to go, you can. You can just say why you'd love to win. But it's at this point, the people who are awake are people who went to
OneFest. 715-396-1670. If you are tuned in right now and you want to be at OneFest, call in, tell us why, and you can get your name into the drawing for those tickets. But regardless, it is predominantly people who were at OneFest right now, people like Danielle.
This is Danielle from Chippewa Falls, and my favorite part of OneFest this weekend was getting to worship the Lord with my mom and with so many different people and so many different walks of life. And I can't wait to go next year and see For King and Country.
Woo! You are not alone. For King and Country, what an incredible get and a bombshell to drop on the hyped crowd tonight. The Saturday closer as OneFest winds to a close on Sunday.
I don't want to be critical.
Okay.
But when somebody says, as soon as I say that, you're kind of guarded.
I'm bracing myself. I'll admit it.
You think bombshell sounds?
Bombshell announcement. It's a big deal.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it sounded too violent or negative.
I think that the impact of the announcement could.
All right.
It's substantial.
Yeah.
It's loud. It's impressive.
Sure.
Yeah.
There we go.
I think you could say a bombshell announcement. It's positive in my mind, at least.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to stop saying it now.
All right, let's get the listeners to weigh in. For the next coffee from Kate's Coffee Coop.
Yes.
This is number four. And this is sponsored by Hickory Hills Golf. We tried to give it away earlier, but the person was not going to be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is bombshell, is that a good or is that a good way to describe Fort King and Country?
Sure. All right. We have a listener on the line. Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
JR from Onalaska.
Hi, right, JR.
Do you have any highlights from OneFest?
Probably Danny Gokey.
Danny Gokey, sure. Great artist. Absolutely great one. And we want to know, do you think saying that Fort King and Country getting announced, calling that a bombshell, do you think that sounds positive or negative?
I don't know. I just know that Fort King and Country is my wife's favorite band, so she is so pumped to go next year.
Cool. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, would you be pumped if we gave you a Kate's Coffee Coop coffee?
Yes, you would. I would.
What's your last name, JR?
Van Dyken.
All right.
Well, you can stop by the Wib booth tomorrow, and you can pick up the coupon for the Kate's Coffee Coop free beverage at OneFest, sponsored by Hickory Hills Golf Course.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, JR.
All right, so we're down to three prizes left. Three prizes. It's the Ohana Pizza, one free wood-fired pizza. We'll do that after the 11:30 weather, and also the Kate's Coffee Coop giveaway number five, sponsored by Avenue Orchard. Still to come, and working our way through, you guys have responded when we said no text, you got to leave voicemails, and a lot of you were hearing all the reasons, what you loved about OneFest, and that makes you eligible to win a pair of tickets next year.
So many responses. Here's another one now.
Sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo.
Hi, this is Crystal from Fall Creek, and I'm just calling to say thank you guys for putting on a wonderful show. My husband and I, we've been married for 30 years, and this is our second year, and we just really, really had a nice time. The atmosphere is just, I mean, it's just so relaxing, and we just really appreciate that you guys put that on, and we would love to win tickets for next year's show. So, all right, thank you.
And this is probably showing my own ego.
Okay.
But when Crystal was talking, at first I thought she meant like the on-air after-party show. And then the more she talked, I realized she meant all of OneFest.
No, that's beyond us.
Were you thinking that?
I did think that, I will admit. But listen, we're proud to put on the show we're putting on tonight. It's a lot of fun. We're enjoying it. Hopefully you are, too. We can't compete with OneFest.
It's just...
But we're happy for the association. We're happy to chill with you guys as we wind down OneFest. And we hope you're enjoying the show as the festivities come to a close.
My words of affirmation sponge is always looking.
Yes.
All right. Okay, yeah, we are trucking through these, and we got another one, it looks like. And people from all over the place, right?
Oh, yeah, from all over. And, I mean, you talk about all over. Person who won the contest yesterday.
La Crescent, Minnesota?
Yeah, well, not just La Crescent, but from much further
away. Oh, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, do we have a cut from them?
We do.
Later on?
We do play it.
Do we want to? Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we got catch up to do. We got to cook.
We got catch up to do, but I want to play it because it's a...
Like, you want to play it? Go ahead.
All right, I will.
My name is Vicky Carlino.
Vicky, we have to know where you traveled from to get to OneFest.
Dothan, Alabama.
Man. Well, we are so happy to have you up here in Wisconsin, and 12,000 miles is tough to beat.
1,200 miles.
1,200.
Vicky, your name is familiar, so related to Jim Carlino?
That's my daddy.
Fantastic. Now, your nicknames in high school, that's a whole nother competition. So, first of all, the 1,200 miles, we're deeming you the winner of the Torin Wells meet and greet. Two passes, sponsored by Avenue Orchard, so congratulations. But you also entered our nickname contest, and I think since you already won this, we'll let somebody else get that. But your nicknames in high school, Viddy, Mouth, and Crazy. So what high school did you go to?
Augusta High School.
Okay.
Those are all my volleyball nicknames.
Sure.
Well, great to talk to you. How are you enjoying OneFest?
Oh, I love it. I plan my vacation around it so I can come every year.
And what a trip it must have been coming out here enjoying great music and hopefully a little highlight there, winning a little prize in the OneFest On Air After Party.
That was one of our highlights last night. We're 33 minutes left, and so in 33 minutes, by that time, we're going to have a winner of a pair of tickets to OneFest next year to join our earlier winner, Lisa, last night from La Crescent, Minnesota, and people becoming eligible by calling and leaving a voicemail at 715-396-1670 telling us what they loved about OneFest.
Or if they weren't at OneFest, yes, they can call in and say what they want to experience, what they're looking forward to, yes, if they get there next year.
You are right, sir.
This is Sarah and Franklin from Mondovi. Our favorite part was Kate and Nicole, and my son's favorite part was celebrating his birthday while we were there, right?
Yes.
Say woo! Woo! Thank you for a great time.
That's adorable. You're welcome for a great time. And thank you for calling in, getting your name into a drawing for tickets for OneFest 2026. Another folk doing the same?
Hi, there's four of us in this vehicle headed for home, and we just want to say that we really enjoyed this year's lineup and looking very excited to see.
We're singing country!
And
Ben Fuller.
Okay, we didn't get
any.
We didn't really get a name on that one, but okay. No, they're excited. There's a lot of excitement for sure for For King and Country next year. And again, Ben Fuller, I've seen him in concert a couple of times. He's great. I mean, he's inspiring. What God did in Ben's life and his music is rich and deep and powerful and impactful. And he's exactly the kind of artist that you're going to love to see at a Christian music festival like OneFest. So I'm already going to say it. OneFest 2026 is going to be bigger and better than ever.
Hey, that's what you want every year, growing and growing.
Now, this next one is not David Crowder, but Nathan Crowder.
Perhaps what's some going? Relation.
This is Nathan Crowder from Fall Creek, Wisconsin. My daughter lost her tooth on Friday night at OneFest, and she woke up to $3 under her pillow, and my family had a great time listening to music, and my kids had a great time in the kids' area.
That's great to hear. An event for the whole family, getting out there, enjoying the summer. We're so grateful to have such beautiful weather. And we're happy that you enjoyed it and really happy you messaged in, getting your name into a drawing for next year to do it all again.
It is 11:30. We'll get to the weather. But I don't know if you remember, we went to OneFest as a family. Not OneFest, but before there was OneFest, there was LifeFest in Oshkosh. And we went a few times. One of the times we went, and you kids largely were in the kids area.
Yeah.
I don't think that was your mom's favorite time. But anyhow, then there were two other times we went.
Yeah.
And we had a good time.
Absolutely. No,
in fact, we saw For King and Country there.
Yeah, wow.
That was the year with Matthew West when he talked about saggy bottom Christians.
Yeah, the rain. He went out there.
Yeah.
And the people were telling him to go back. He had his guitar, and I think it got broke because he was out there in the rain with the electric instrument.
Yeah.
Wow. Memories. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, these Christian music festivals, such a great time out there. So many memories made. Really, really special
it
stuff.
It is fantastic family stuff.
We do have the weather, but I want to get one more in before we get to it.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Matt from Eau Claire. One of my favorite parts about OneFest this year was the jokes. And the best one I felt was when Eli said, they were asked to play a number one hit, and he said, "I play at 1 o'clock. I don't have any hits."
Wow. Well, some self-deprecating humor there, I guess.
We've got an Eli Gable song that we've been playing, which is great.
I mean, staying humble, but I think the stuff I've heard from him has been really, really solid. And you're at OneFest, so you got to be doing pretty well for yourself.
How about one more? How about that one? I think we just kind of skipped over Megan, it looks like, from Alma.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like she had something significant happen to her at OneFest.
To Megan.
Just ahead of Matt. 507.
I'm not seeing her. We will definitely find that and play it, but I'm not sure why.
507-951. Okay, weird.
We'll do it after the weather.
All right.
Look at your forecast next, coming brought to you by Footprints and Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood. Affordable health care without inflated fees. Footprints in Time.
If you're a woman, you know avoiding the trampoline.
Mom, come play with us.
Trying not to laugh too hard.
Yeah.
Stop. You're going to make me.
If you're a woman, you know. But what you may not know is that there is a solution. And Footprints in Time can help. Urinary incontinence affects 1 in 4 women. But most ladies wait years to ever address it. Call Footprints at 715-284-2003. Footprints in Time Birth Center and Family Clinic in Black River Falls.
All right, yes, checking the weather here on this Saturday evening. Final 27 minutes of our OneFest on-air after-party. Fair with haze and 59 at the airport in Eau Claire with 83% humidity. Areas of smoke tonight, tomorrow night, and Monday. Tonight, clear, lows around 55. Sunny and 81 both tomorrow and Monday. Sandwich in between Sunday night, partly cloudy and 60 in the Chippewa Valley.
Weather brought to you by Footprints in Time, Birth Center, and Family Clinic in Black River Falls and Greenwood. Experience affordable health care without inflated fees. Footprints and their providers actually have time to listen to you and answer your questions. Footprints in Time.
And you needed me to talk to you about...
This is a Stockman's, the huge banner sponsor for the OneFest On Air After Party.
So appreciative. And, you know, from hardware to sporting goods, quality clothing and footwear to pet supplies, plus a huge selection of groceries, Stockman's of Osseo has... Just what you're looking for all in one place. You'll love their fresh produce, too. Stockman's I-94 and Highway 10 in Osseo. Yeah, a pair of tickets on the line for OneFest next year, sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo. Tell us what you loved about OneFest. A lot of you have told us. We're still trying to play catch-up on that at 715-396-1670. One listener, though, texting Megan from Alma saying she experienced a miracle at OneFest, which was, she says, I was struggling to walk today, and during one of the concerts, it went away. Praise God, I'd love to come back with my family again next year. So, okay, let's continue to listen to what people have to say.
Hi there, this is Tanya from Eau Claire, and we loved Big Daddy Weave and Eli Gable. Big Daddy Weave was just so genuine and fun at the same time and humble, and Eli Gable was just fun, and we liked his music. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
You are welcome. You should have a great night yourself. Hope you had a wonderful time out at OneFest. Picking up with more highlights, here's one from Barb.
Hi, this is Barb, and I was at OneFest, and I'm calling to see if I can win a ticket.
What about Hector?
715-828-5428. Bye.
Barb calling in. I don't know if I heard a highlight in there, but she did... hit us on the voicemail there. Well, we have plenty more of those to go, but we do have some trivia coming up as well. I don't know if you're ready to head into that.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's certainly in your realm, but I like this question a lot, so I'll let you introduce it to the listeners.
All right. So the Brewers, they won again. They beat Washington 8-2 today. They had the best record in baseball before the trade deadline, which was earlier this week, Thursday at 5, and they've continued to win. And so one of their great pitchers this year, they got just an incredible pitching staff, is Quinn Priester, traded for him early in the season from Boston. The best of my knowledge, the Brewers have won the last 11 times that Quinn has pitched. So he was, they've talked to him about why this great success from you this season. To what does he credit his pitching success this year? Let me know for an Ohana Pizza, sponsored by Allie Rudd Financial Services. To what does Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester credit his great success this year?
We have our first caller. What's your guess?
God.
God.
Good guess. It wasn't God.
He did not say God, but certainly playing a role in that level of talent ending up on the MLB field there. Quinn Priester, Brewers pitcher, credits his success to what?
For an Ohana Pizza at one, well, again, it doesn't have to be at one.
No,
fest.
This is
it's
at any
be
of
for the rest
events,
of the summer.
For
right?
the rest of the summer, this is a free wood-fired pizza
for the rest of the 2025 season at public events.
715-396-1670. No, rather 715-723-2555. Call us on the studio line. Get on the air and give us your guess. We have another listener here. What's your guess?
My guess is his mama.
His mom. Oh. Sweet, but not correct. I'm sure she had a part to play as well, but it's not who or what, rather, he credited for his success here. Another listener, another guest. What are you thinking?
Hey, could it be the great hitting of the other Brewers?
Yeah. The other team members.
Great hitting, yeah. That's certainly that's helpful, but that's not it.
Not what he credited at the very least. Quinn
One of the
Priester.
Things that, and really, I'm just drawing this from a headline.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, what does Quinn Priester credit that some of his success as he's really continued to improve as a pitcher and had great success with the Brewers winning 11 straight starts that he's been a part of? Yeah. All right, so we got any more calls on that?
We don't have any more calls at the moment. There's no Ohana Pizza on the line.
It is a non-baseball-related thing, so it's not anything to do with...
A little hint there.
Yeah.
Some off-the-field behavior that he credits with his success. We have another caller. What's your guess?
Well, before I heard that hint, I was thinking hard work.
Hard work. Okay. Yeah. And that is displayed on and off the field, but now that you know the hint, what are you thinking?
Oh, boy. Can you hear the hint again?
The hint is it's something off the field.
It's not baseball related specifically. But he does credit
family?
This.
Family?
No.
It is not family. A handful of guesses. Have you been chronically these or no?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, okay. It's not God, Mom. It's not apple pie. I just throw that in.
All right.
It's not great hitting, hard work, or family.
Not any of these things did Quinn Priester credit for his success as the Brewers pitcher.
I'll go so far as to just, you know, because we've only got 21 minutes left and we've got a ton of voicemails to play. It is, it's a good discipline that a lot of Christians would be encouraged to practice.
We have another listener on the line. What's your guess?
Is it journaling?
It is journaling.
Yes,
is this
is.
Rich?
This is Rich.
Hey, Rich. Yeah, it's journaling. Were you able to figure that out, or did you look it up?
I kind of looked it up.
Yeah, that's fine. Using your resources.
That's fine, and that's fair. I didn't Google-proof all these questions.
No, that's okay.
All right, Rich, I think, didn't you and your brother enjoy an Ohana pizza last night?
We did, and I actually enjoyed one with my family again today.
Yeah.
What kind of pizzas were you ordering?
We had the chicken bacon ranch on Caleb's high praise of that, hearing him talk about that. And then today we tried the Hawaiian. So, yeah,
fantastic.
Really good.
All right. Yeah, I've had it before there. It's excellent. So you got it. Again, I think we are going to we'll get you that one way or another here. I think we'll forward you that because that's not going to be for use tomorrow. So, all right.
So, thank you. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks, Rich.
Great job.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. All right, so we got one more Kate's Coffee and also that pair of tickets for OneFest for next year, courtesy of Stockman's Avasio here as the OneFest on-air after party winds down.
Muldoon's Menswear is having a sport shirt and sport coat sale with savings of 20 to 70% off. That's right, at Muldoon's Menswear, all sport shirts and sport coats are 20 to 70% off. Save up to 70% on sport coats, long sleeve and short sleeve sports shirts, button down and polo style sports shirts. Sizes small to 6X tall, and all 20 to 70% off right now. During the sport shirt and sport coat sale, only at Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Hi, folks. It's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Join us on Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 for our next Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam. Enjoy a grilled chicken dinner for just $10 with two pieces of chicken, potato salad, beans, chips, and drink. We'll also have our legendary Avenue Works apple cider slushy and ice cream sundae. And if August is your birthday month, you get one free. Everyone is invited. Sunday, August 10th from 3 to 6 at Avenue Orchard in Oak. Come get a taste.
What's it like working with Dana Yoder of Edina Realty?
I'm Andy.
And I'm Liz.
And we're from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
She just always had our best interests in mind at every step of the process. Her experience, her knowledge, I just was immediately drawn in and I felt comfortable.
Any type of stress or issues, she just closed the cucumber. And that is very comforting to have as someone in your corner.
That's the Dana difference.
I'm Dana Yoder of Edina Realty. Visit danayoder.edinarealty.com or call 559-6000.
This is the OneFest on-air after party on the hometown station of OneFest, WWIB.
Good evening. My name's Hector. I'm calling in for the contest and letting you know what my highlight of the day was for LifeFest or OneFest. Cancel that. I don't know what to do here now. My name's Hector. My guest or my answer for the contest, my highlight was Eli Gable. I really love his intro of the first song of Take the Reins, and also Joseph Habedank, and when he did the Stephen Curtis Chapman cover of Great Adventure.
Lots to enjoy there. We were actually talking about Life Fest, a Christian music festival in the area, a little bit further out there.
Well, and Heather and her team, I mean, they've gone there and knows those folks. Bob Lenz, very well known. I mean, learning all they can and trying to implement for years. People wondered, hey, was there something between Sunshine and Wilmer and Western Minnesota and Life Fest? And lo and behold, now, since 2018, there has been here, and it's called One Fest. Thank you, Hector.
Hector, thank you for calling in. We've got a lot more voicemails to get through, so we'll send it to another one now.
Hey, this is Grace Holtby. My favorite thing from One Fest, I wanted to wait until tonight so that I got through it. My favorite thing was finding out that For King and Country is going to be the headliner of 2026. I was geeking. I was screaming so loud. My voice is almost gone. So that was my favorite thing on top of just everything else that was amazing about this weekend. So love it.
Glad you had enough voice to call in and let us know your favorite parts.
She didn't say winning twice on the One Fest On Air After Party, but she did win twice.
Oh, she's won already.
She's the one who's won twice.
Oh, wow. Well, going for the three-peat there.
Yeah. Well, hey. Why not? You know, she's feeling it.
Absolutely. On a hot streak. We'll see when the drawing comes up near the end of our show for that big drawing there. A drawing that these folks just found themselves in.
Hi, this is Gracia and my husband,
Sean.
We had a really good time at our first One Fest and would love to come back. One of the best things, I think, was just spending time together and getting a chance to worship with so many others in amazing weather, for that matter.
Yeah, we really hope we can come back next year.
Either way, it was a lot of fun. Today's highlight was probably some Big Daddy Weave, and then yesterday's highlight was probably the Spanish that we got to hear in Danny Gokey.
Great answers. Feeling the love in the air, husband and wife. We haven't had something quite like that yet.
It's been cool to hear so many people reach out, and there's some repeats, of course, just some of those big headliner moments, some Big Daddy Weave, the energy that got brought there. But it's a lot of diversity. It's a lot of people bringing so many different answers from the weekend with a variety of things that really jumped out to them as highlights.
Yeah, and people from all over the place, not just around here, right?
Yeah, it really brings people together for such a weekend of joy, the festivities, the great music, and the food.
This is Donna calling, and we just had a wonderful time today at One Fest. We met neat people. We don't even know their names, but they were so kind to us. We love the Christian atmosphere and the wonderful performers. Thank you.
You are welcome. We're playing some of these voicemails, and a reminder, if you want to get your name and do ticket drawings for a ticket, two tickets. Wow, I'm stumbling over myself.
Two tickets to Paradise. Wow, it's getting late, and
It's getting late. Let me try one more time.
Yeah.
If you want to get into a drawing for two tickets to One Fest 2026, here's how you do it. Call into the listener line, 715-396-1670. Let us know your highlight of One Fest. Or if you haven't gotten the chance to go to One Fest this year or previous years, you can let us know why you think you'd enjoy a chance to get to go. 715-396-1670. You have that drawing coming up as the show draws to a close. We'll get through a few more of the voicemails now.
This is Danny Nelson from Prescott, Wisconsin, and I thought One Fest was really fun, and my favorite thing about it was meeting Katie Nicole, and yeah.
You got to meet Katie Nicole. I wonder if they went to, did she have a meet and greet?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, sure. Super cool to get to meet the artist. We got the privilege of giving away a couple of meet and greets yesterday, Big Daddy Weave and Torrin Wells.
Yeah, that's right. Remember that engaged couple got to go.
Really cool stuff there. Well, we have more voicemails to play and the drawing itself coming up, so stay tuned. But first, a look at your weather. Brought to you by Superior Sealers. Get your parking lot or driveway looking like new or even better. Discounts for churches and veterans. Superior Sealers, LLC.com.
Ever try to get out of bed and just feel old? Well, how do
do you think your driveway or parking lot feels after years of cars driving on it over and over? If you have blacktop that's feeling its age, call Superior Sealers. Superior Sealers seal coating and crack filling services will make your driveway or parking lot look brand new again, and you'll save thousands versus replacement. Discounts for churches and veterans. Free estimates at SuperiorSealersLLC.com.
With haze and 59 at the airport in Eau Claire with 83% humidity. Areas of smoke tonight, tomorrow night, and Monday. With lows tonight, 55, sunny and 81 tomorrow and Monday. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and 60 in the Chippewa Valley.
Weather brought to you by Superior Sealers. Crack filling and seal coating for your parking lot or driveway saves thousands of dollars versus replacement. Superior Sealers serving 150-mile radius of Eau Claire. Free estimates at SuperiorSealersLLC.com.
All right, tell you what, we do have one last coffee to give away, and so let's do that. It's Kate's Coffee Coupe. This one to be picked up at One Fest tomorrow at the Wib booth that's sponsored by Avenue Orchard. So if you love coffee and you're up late tonight listening to us, call the phone. We want to chat with you just briefly at 723-2555, 723-2555. And then maybe we can play the voicemail who says, yeah, we've got so many more to get to. We'll do as many as we can before midnight.
Yeah.
All right, anybody want coffee? Courtesy of us. You just pick it up at the Wib booth tomorrow if you're going to be at One Fest.
Have a listener on the line. Hey there.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Megan.
Megan what?
Megan Mathis.
All right, Megan, yeah. I think maybe you called in on the voicemail here. I'm looking at it. You're from Alma, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, and you're at One Fest. You're going to be there tomorrow?
Yes, we are camping, so we will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, terrific. Well, you're going to have some coffee. Go pick up your card for a free coffee at Kate's Coffee Coupe, sponsored by Avenue Orchard. Tell us, just remind us again what you've loved about the event.
Well, I have four kids, so my kids really love the kids' space. My daughter, Katie, really loved Katie Nicole. And then I am the caller that experienced the miracle.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So kind of a backstory. I have what's called loose joints. So on Monday, my dog slammed into me and I subluxed my kneecap, which means that it kind of wobbled. Uh-huh. And so I've been struggling with knee pain ever since then.
Wow.
And it got to a point today where it was really hard for me to walk around, even though I had a cane with me. And then during the Torn Wells concert, there was this one song where it was like a powerful, you know, I could feel the Holy Spirit. And so I closed my eyes and I just prayed. And then after that song, I got up and I'm like, wow, this feels so much better where it had been a struggle all day.
Do you remember what song it was?
I don't.
I know, but I was there for the Torn Wells concert. I know what you mean. It was talking about miracle. It was like Verge of a Miracle, something like that.
Right, and I just remember I closed my eyes, and I prayed, and then I felt like a warmth in my knee. And it wasn't like a bright, bright light. It was like I had my eyes closed, and it was like a slightly lighter dark.
Huh.
Mm. I remember that moment.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, and then for like Big Daddy Weave, I wasn't going like all out, but I was like, after that, I was rocking around with my kids, which I had been struggling to do all day.
Wow.
And so it really was an answer to prayer.
That's really powerful.
I'm so glad you got in. I mean, it seems small to say, well, have a coffee. But that's what we've got for you.
Well,
and stop by the Wib booth.
I won't drink it, but my husband will truly love it. I drink coffee.
Fantastic. Well, can we pray for you?
Yeah.
Lord, thanks for Megan. Thanks for that she got in. Thank you for the work you did today. I mean, just for her to experience this. And we pray for continued healing for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Megan.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
Stop by the Wib booth and get that coffee for your husband.
I got the Torrin Wells tune titled Miracle. Feels fitting to play it coming out of that talk there. So we'll head to our one and only song on the Wib. One Fest After Party Night 2. Played a couple more songs yesterday. We've been moving a little bit at a different pace tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll get into some Torrin Wells.
Yeah. Y'all ready?
are these conversations filled with doubt? We dismiss what we can't figure out. I know that it's true, 'cause I'm feeling it. I don't need the one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life. Lord, I know it's you, and every mountain that you move. Oh, I love the way that you do the things you do. No one can deny what I'm seeing with my own eyes. So I thank you for every miracle. You keep coming through time after time. Yes, you do. Showing off the wonders you designed. Blows my mind, yeah. I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true, 'cause I'm feeling it. Yeah. I don't need no one to agree with it. There's just too much proof in my life.
Listening to the One Fest On Air After Party with Mark and Dawson Halverson on WWIB.
You're listening to the One Fest On Air After Party. We wind down for the final few. Dawson Halverson in studio with Mark Halverson as we head towards the end of our time together, but the most exciting point in our show, perhaps, as it is time to give away two tickets to OneFest 2026. Ben Fuller announced as a headliner yesterday, and For King and Country announced tonight. What folks had to do to get into the drawing was call in to 715-396-1670. If they were at OneFest, let us know their highlight. If they weren't, let us know what they'd enjoy about getting to be at OneFest next year. Winding down, submissions are closed, but be listening if you had the submission or if you're curious to hear who our big winner for the OneFest On Air After Party Night 2 prize, sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo, this huge sponsor for the events going on tonight for the OneFest On Air After Party. We have our winner, my dad, getting through all of the results.
As I've got the drum roll
at the ready.
And the winner of two tickets to OneFest 2026, sponsored by Stockman's of Osseo, is Carrie in Eau Claire. And she's on the line. Carrie, you just won a pair of tickets to OneFest next year.
Woohoo! That's fantastic.
So we've played all sorts of voicemails for 2 hours. So You were number 16 on the list. So remind me, were you at One Fest this year? I think we played your comments.
We were at One Fest, yes.
Yeah, and so remind me. I'm looking at it right now. So remind us. You left kind of a short voicemail, didn't you? But you got into the contest.
Yeah, well, I said that Big Daddy Wee was my favorite. His whole performance, I thought, was just great.
Yeah, great performance. Was there a song that stood out to you in particular that really hit you?
Redeemed, I think, was my favorite.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fantastic. And yeah, so now looking forward to, you just won a pair of tickets for King & Country and Ben Fuller. What a start. What a lead in to the lineup for next year, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to Ben Fuller especially.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. Well, Carrie, congratulations. Again, we'll get a hold of you. You know it'll be down the line. But your tickets are sponsored by Sockman's of Osseo. We're going to have a little for King & Country closing the on-air after party. So congratulations.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Like you said, we'll have them close us out. This is Love Me Like I Am for King & Country and Jordan Sparks. On air after party night 2 comes to a close. This was a delight. I had so much fun going on the air with you and getting to hear from just so many listeners. Last night we had 50 names in our drawing. Tonight we have what, 70?
79.
79 names in the drawing for those tickets, and that doesn't even count all the other prizes we gave away.
We were almost continually playing voicemails. People left us. We had many more we couldn't get to.
Yeah.
Many took advantage at wib.com/afterparty to get that bonus entry. And congratulations to Carrie in Eau Claire. She joins Lisa last night from La Crescent, Minnesota, winning those tickets here on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Awesome being with you, Dawson. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, WWIB, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you to all the wonderful sponsors that made this happen. We'll see you.
Yeah.
One Fest next year.
Yeah, WWIB. Stockman's of Osseo, Allie Rudd Financial Services, Badger Steel of Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Home Inspections, Danny Yoder of Edina Realty, Economy Furniture, Muldoon's Menswear, all of them. On and on the list goes, right? Avenue Orchard, Footprints in Time, Breast Center and Family Clinic, Hickory Hills Golf Course, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Superior Sealers. Thank you.
WWIB is so proud to be your hometown station of One Fest. Dawson Halverson, sending you into a good night.